Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature each Motown artist's last charting song that has an apostrophe in the title of the song. This half hour, we'll hear from Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, The Temptations, The Contours, The Jackson 5, The Miracles, Martha the Vandellas, and Stevie Wonder. Well, first up this half hour, a great song from Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, Good Lovin' Ain't Easy to Come By, right here on Motown Memories.
Baby, what you do when you took me down? You got my soul on fire.
I'm Motown Mermaid from The Temptations, You've Got My Soul on Fire, and that album reached number 74 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1974. And we started with Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, Good Lovin' Ain't Easy to Come By, number 30 from 1969. You found the home of Motown Memories, this is Tom Ballen. And for this hour, we're featuring each Motown artist's last charting song with an apostrophe in the title of the song. Well, coming up, The Contours with a song called It's So Hard Being a Loser with lead singer Dennis Edwards. Well, Dennis Edwards was also David Ruffin's replacement as a lead singer for The Temptations, but he did sing with The Contours for a brief stint before that, and he's featured on the song coming up. As he tells it in 1967, The Contours needed to hurriedly replace singer Joe Stubbs, who was also the lead singer for The Falcons and brother of Four Tops lead singer Levi Stubbs. Dennis had been on a retainer by Motown to be a solo artist for about 4 years without recording a song. Well, this was his only 45 with the Contours, and in 1968, Dennis joined the Temptations and went on to sing lead vocals on such great songs as Cloud Nine, Runaway Child, Psychedelic Shack, I Can't Get Next to You, and Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Well, here are the Contours featuring lead singer Dennis Edwards. It's So Hard Being a Loser right here on Motown.
A lonely man, so all alone, so far. looking through the window.
Miracles, but Don't You Love It, and they reached number 78 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1974. Before that, the Jackson 5 and Looking Through the Windows, number 16 from 1972. And we started with the Contours, It's So Hard Being a Loser, number 79 from 1967. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. this hour, we're featuring each Motown artist's last charting song that has an apostrophe in the title of the song. Well, coming up, Martha Vandellas with We've Got Honey Love right here on Motown Memories.
I'm
Stevie Wonder with I Ain't Gonna Stand For It, and that reached number 11 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1980. And we started with Martha Vandellas and We've Got Honey Love, number 56 from 1969. This hour, we featured each Motown artist's last charty Motown song that has an apostrophe in the title of the song. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.